Government officials are already getting ready for next year's decennial census, but our next guest says data already available could be a good preview of what to expect from the 2020 headcount. William Fry is a demographer at the Brookings Institution and has been looking at the growing diversity across the country and in specific states. He spoke with our co-host, Mark Brody.
As you were putting these maps together and looking at all the demographic data, did anything surprise you?
Well, I'm not surprised anymore because I know that when I look at these numbers every year, the country is becoming more racially diverse in all parts of the country. We're looking at a country that is becoming a melting pot country, and these numbers, which I've been staring at for a long time, down to the county level and so forth, make me think that even more.
Well, has it always been the case, or has it recently always been the case that the country as a whole is becoming more diverse in sort of across the board as opposed to maybe specific pockets or specific regions?
Yeah, I think we're seeing this in the last 10 to 15 years. We got a little bit of an inkling of it from the 2010 census. And of course, in less than a year, we're all going to be taking the 2020 census. And when those results come out, I'm expecting people to really be sort of taken aback by the diversity of this country. But, as I say, for the last 7 or 8 years since the 2010 census, this has been continuing with the estimates that come out from the Census Bureau. And we're trickling into diversity in the Midwest, trickling into even some of the Great Plains states. Of course, the Mountain West has seen this for a long time, but it's continuing and going into the suburbs and in rural areas. So especially the growth of the Latino population, the Asian American population, the black population continuing to go to the South, but also spreading into other places, very fast growth of blacks in Arizona, for example, and the aging of the very slow-growing Anglo population. All of that put together makes us a very kaleidoscopic nation.
What stood out to you about what you found in Arizona? You mentioned both the growth rate for Asian Americans and African Americans, two groups that seem to have added to their numbers here in Arizona.
Yes, that's right. I mean, I looked at some of the states that had the very fast-growing Asian populations, and Arizona, Phoenix area comes out one of the very faster-growing parts of the country in terms of Asians. Of course, there's been a big Latino population in Arizona for a long time, and, the African-American population has been moving back to the South now in big numbers for maybe 20 or 25 years from the sort of bigger destinations of that great migration back 100 years ago out of the South. But now Arizona is starting to pick up on that a little bit as well. I think some of it is African Americans coming from California, just as many other migrants come from California to Arizona. So as California has been this huge melting pot for all many decades, that's starting to move into the Phoenix area, into Arizona as well. So what we're seeing is just a spreading out.
Well, given the growth that Arizona and specifically the Phoenix metro area have seen over the past number of years, is it surprising that there are different populations of people and that there are different sort of growth rates and higher growth rates for different populations of people here?
I don't know that it's surprising. It's a growing part of the country. There's a lot of opportunity there, both for the young and for the old. There's higher costs of living elsewhere, as I say, not too far away in California, especially coastal California. And a lot of that movement westward goes to Nevada, goes to other parts of the Mountain West, but also to Phoenix and to Arizona. So, in addition, Arizona gets a lot of immigrants from across the border and continues to attract retirees of all races and backgrounds. So in that way, I think you can expect Arizona to become continually more racially diverse as it grows. And we're going to expect Arizona to do well in the 2020 census in terms of its population growth.
Well, you mentioned that when people get a look at the numbers and the results from the 2020 census, that you think they'll be surprised at how diverse the country is. Does that tell you that to some degree in our day-to-day lives, we maybe don't notice it or maybe don't realize how diverse we're getting as a country?
I think that really is the case. A lot of people don't really understand that this country is becoming much more multi-ethnic in all kinds of ways. In the first place you get to see this, I think the people who do realize this are people who deal with young people, because our diversity in this country is becoming much more prominent from the younger ages up to the older ages. The 2020 census will show that less than half of the U.S. population under age 18 will be white or Anglo for the very first time. And already we have 14 states where that's the case.
When you look at the different populations of people who are traveling and migrating to different parts of the country, are there certain factors that attract certain groups of people to certain places?
Well, I think jobs are always the main reason people move to other places. And, when we first started to absorb the new immigration to the United States from Latin America and Asia back in the 1980s and more in the early 1990s, those immigrants and their second and third generation relatives would tend to cluster in certain parts of the country. But over the last 20 years, we've seen a continued dispersion inward. And the reason is because employment opportunities started to pick up in those areas. So the economy has a lot to do with it. And of course, when some people in a community move to a new area, if they're from a particular country of origin or speak a different language than English, they're going to feel more at home when more of their friends and relatives move to that new destination. They'll help them fit in a little bit more. And I think that's happening as well in other parts of the country.
All right. That's William Fry, a demographer at the Brookings Institution. William, thanks.
Sure. I enjoyed it.